Federal prosecutors have accused three men of the largest attempted swindle at a racetrack. The men won $3 million at last month's Breeders' Cup, but the large payout raised suspicions and an investigation was launched. The result is a story that sounds like a modern version of the movie The Sting, NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
In The Sting, Robert Redford and Paul Newman set up a fake bookie operation to swindle Robert Shaw. Redford convinces Shaw that he can get horse racing results from his friend in the Telegraph office in time for Shaw to bet on the winning horse. In real life, Christopher Harn, Derek Davis, and Glenn DeSilva allegedly did something similar, but with computers. All three were friends from college. They were fraternity brothers, and at 29 years old, they were all involved in the computer business in some way. Christopher Harn worked for a company that processes a large amount of bets on horse races throughout the country. U.S. Attorney James Comey says that enabled him to fix the bets his friends made.
The complaint charges that these three former fraternity brothers conspired to take advantage of Mr. Harn's employment at a company called Auto Tote Systems in Delaware, and that they conspired to use Mr. Harn's access to alter bets after they were placed on horse racing to create winning pick six and pick four tickets.
They allegedly took advantage of a flaw in the computer betting system. Large betting companies like AutoTote wait to transmit all the bets because of fears the system could be overloaded. Sometimes there's a two-hour window between when the bet is placed and when it's recorded, enough time to change a bet if you can access the computer system. Prosecutors say the three friends tested their plan in early October when Glenn DeSilva placed a couple of bets that netted him a little more than $100,000. Then, on October 26th, Derek Davis placed a bet at the high-stakes Breeders' Cup, which has six races. He won all six, the only person to do so, and it was worth $3 million. Yesterday, outside the federal courthouse in White Plains, New York, Davis's attorney said his client is innocent.
We believe that the evidence will not support the charges that have been brought. Mr. Davis denies the charges that have been brought against him. He intends to fight the charges.
The evidence that has been presented so far is circumstantial. In the complaint, prosecutors point to cell phone records that show Davis phoned Harn the day of the race, and they say Harn worked at Auto Tote that day even though he wasn't scheduled to. But Stephen Crist, publisher of the Daily Racing Forum, says the large payout is evidence enough that Davis was more than just extremely lucky.
The odds of their having made out this ticket in good conscience is infinity to one. It's so thoroughly implausible that the day that the nature of their ticket was made public, every horse player in America knew what they had done. There is nothing credible about their story.
What their story has done is shake up the racing industry. The National Thoroughbred Racing Association, which runs the Breeders' Cup, has told the three big betting companies, including AutoTote, to install better software that will eliminate the time lapses. And racetracks across the country are now poring over their records to see if there have been other bets too good to be true. Stephen Crist of the Daily Racing Forum is sure there are.
I find it impossible to believe that this was a one-shot. Given the number of people who knew the vulnerability of the system for so many years, I'd be very surprised if this is the first and only time this has happened.
As for the three suspects, they are free on bail and await formal charges. The U.S. attorney says they are facing 5 years in jail. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.